This week's Cut Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Matthew Pelletier, an engineer for USDA ARS Cotton Production and Processing Unit in Lubbock, Texas. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
We've been working on a prototype system to look at taking images at multiple angles and multiple references to kind of give you a two-dimensional CAT scan type cross-section that you take on a conveyor belt, and as that bale goes past, you can slice that bale up to get multiple levels and multiple readings of the actual moisture content as it goes by.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
So basically they can get fooled. And so what it suggests is that we need new commercial sensors that are more broadband, more swept frequencies that go across a much greater frequency range so that you can tell when you have a very, very wet bale versus a very dry bale. And so one of the things we've been doing on our prototypes is we've been actually incorporating that new technology into some rapid scan techniques that would allow us to not only get the very, very wet readings separated from the dry readings, but also do it very, very quickly so you can switch between antennas and take multiple readings at multiple points in the bale as it goes by.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
One of the biggest problems we're working with right now is incorporating that type of tomography system into the existing bale handling systems. The actual hardware is getting in the way. So we're working with some other folks to see if we can get, you know, a different design on a bale handling system that would allow us to do a full donut, that would allow us to pass the bale through.